Welcome to another World Cafe Words and Music podcast from WXPN and NPR Music. I'm David Dye. Sub Pop Records has found another new Seattle band. The label that released music from Nirvana and Fleet Foxes has now reissued the debut album From the Head and the Heart, which the band put out themselves last year. The Head and the Heart certainly seem to share more musically with the Fleet Foxes end of things, as you will hear today, led by songwriters Jonathan Russell and Josiah Johnson. I asked Josiah to tell us how the two of them met and the band came together.
Yeah, none of us knew each other beforehand, and I just happened to go to the same open mic. It had an upright piano, and it was free to get in, and I spent all my money on gas getting from Virginia to Seattle, so free things were good at that point, still are. And so that's where I met him, and he played some songs, and then I played some songs, and after a couple of weeks of that, we started talking to each other and hanging out.
You know, it's funny, there are bands that have one creative center and then bands with two. I always kind of wonder how that worked. You obviously liked what you heard in each other's songs.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
Have you done any writing together since then?
We've got, for the most part, most of our songs are either my song or John's song. But there's been a couple. Ghosts is one of them.
Or like unfinished songs where like he'll tack on like, you know, a part of his song or vice versa, or it'll just be like all of us write together. Mm. For the most part, everybody in this band writes.
Yeah, there's actually six creative forces in this band.
Yeah, it's a whirlwind.
And it's a democracy. Charity, how about if one hears you singing in a song, one has to assume that's your contribution?
Yes. Yeah. So for our album that's coming out, on Winter Song, yeah, I wrote that as well as Rivers and Roads, the ending.
We should just hear this music because it's a beautiful, beautiful record. What do you guys want to start off with?
I'm going to do a song called Down in the Valley.
Wish I was a slave to an age-old trade. Riding around on rail cars and working long days. Lord, have mercy on my rough and rowdy ways. Lord, have mercy on my rough and rowdy ways. Too many, all the pride of a man. It don't make no difference if you sit or you stand, 'cause they both end in trouble and start again. Yeah, they both end in trouble and start. On my way, I am on my way back to where I started, yeah. Places I will always go. So I wish I was a slave to an age-old trade. Lord, have mercy on my rough and rowdy ways.
That is The Head and the Heart playing live in the World Cafe studios today. And that is one of the signature tunes of the band, I would say. Everybody always mentions Down in the Valley, and with good reason. I'm really glad you began with it, because I'd love to know, Jonathan, I guess that's your song, where the that whole concept of the beginning, the one, the line you repeat, the a slave to an age-old trade, what were you thinking when you came up with that?
I was listening to a lot of Jimmy Rogers from like late 20s. And I think I was also reading Bound for Glory, the autobiography, just kind of, you know, being numb to serving food and being a waiter and living in a city that was new, and, just didn't feel like I was doing anything, you know, nothing I was doing had any like weight or merit to it. And so that was just kind of me, you know, kind of wishing, daydreaming of like, I actually wish I did something that seemed to matter. So
a lot of the words in there are things like, you know, referring to Whiskey River and even Down in the Valley. They're very kind of folk phrases, you know. Yeah. And by folk, I mean they're like in our folklore kind of.
Yeah.
Was that on purpose?
It wasn't on purpose, but I think it's just one of those things where your subconscious like collects all these phrases. And it's funny, you know, it's after I wrote the song that I'll be listening to like a Willie Nelson song and I'm like, Whiskey River, you know, and I'm like, that's probably where I got that from.
Right.
And yeah, it's just, it's kind of subconsciously happens, but.
Well, they fit so well with that song. That's, you know, the whole theme of it works really well. The Head and the Heart are playing live today, and we're hearing some music that is on their, now on their Sub Pop album, when they released. What was that like to come to Seattle and end up on kind of that, you know, emblematic Seattle label?
Unbelievable. Kind of as a joke slash, you know, like phrase the bar so high that if you reach anything close to it, you're doing great kind of thing. Like when I moved out here, I was like, you know, all my friends are like, what are you going to do? And I was like, I'm going to start a band. I'm going to get on Sub Pop. And, it actually happened. And it was kind of very surreal, but yeah, I don't know.
Do you see that? Now, of course, that's a goal, but everybody knows that's, you know, that's just a step along the way.
Yeah, well, then you just set a new one, you know, another one that seems out of reach.
Right. So what's that?
I don't really know. I haven't been able to like think yet.
Anybody else?
It's kind of a whirlwind right now.
Madison Square Garden. There you go. The intimate Head and Heart show at Madison Square Garden. The Head and Heart are playing live. And what do you guys want to do next?
We're going to do a song called Ghosts.
Chasing girls. Every new doll of the care in Chicago. My mother made sure that she left with a Bible, but you won't find her face on Sundays.
No, you won't, boy.
And that is Ghosts, another one of the songs from the Head and the Heart playing live today on the cafe, which brings us to another theme. It's all over this album, Josiah. Maybe you can talk about this, which is this. Everybody's talking about leaving. It's a lot of people in transition on this record. Is that just kind of a 20-something thing? Or you?
I think it was just us. It was one of the, I think it was the Down in the Valley, I think, is the first song that we actually had as a band, but Ghost is the first one that we kind of, it was John, Kenny, and I kind of wrote it all together. And all of us were, you know, within under, you know, like a year, 6 months to Seattle at that point. So it was definitely like coming from home and seeing a lot of friends that are like, oh yeah, I'm going to go off and do this. I have all these big plans. And then like, you know, they graduate high school, they graduate college, and 4 years later, they're still doing the exact same thing. And we were kind of like in this place where we actually felt like we were trying to go off and do something. And it was just, yeah.
Start a band. Do something with your life.
The Head and the Heart playing live. And what's up? What's next?
Going to play a song called Honey Come Home.
Really nice version of Honey Come Home from our guest today, Head and the Heart, playing live in the World Cafe Studios. And as we mentioned, this album that is out now on Sub Pop was the one that they put out there on their own before, except you've added a song. Now, what is the vintage of the new song? Is it one you've been doing all along?
It was kind of like, I think we released our album at the end of last June. In the second week of July, we wrote this song. And so it was like all summer we had the 9 songs on the album and this one song that wasn't recorded. And that was, you know, that was the set of songs that we played. And so it was, everyone was like, where's Rivers and Roads? How come we can't get a copy of Rivers and Roads? And so it felt like a good, it felt like that was part of that batch of songs. So,
yeah. And now you get everybody who bought the album to buy it again. That's good. Yeah. Yeah.
It's that was actually the whole plan the entire time.
We'll just keep off one and then make them buy all of them again.
Well, it's a really nice song. How, who wrote this one? How did this come about?
This past one, Honeycomb?
Rivers
and Roads. That one was, I had a couple of good friends from when I first moved to Seattle that went off to do better things, and they moved to New York, and they were working in like the city year, like volunteer program where you work in like an inner city school. And, you know, so it was one of those bittersweet things where, you know, that they're going on to do the things that they, you know, feel passionate about, but at the same time they're not around anymore. And so it was that kind of, you know, tension between the two that kind of fueled the writing of that song.
Good tune. So this is Rivers and Roads.
A year from now, we'll all be gone. All our friends will move away. And they're going to better places. But our friends will be gone away. Nothing is as it has been. And I miss your face like hell. And I guess it's just as well. But I miss your face like hell. Rivers till I reach you.
The Head and the Heart, Tyler Williams on the drums, Chris Zashi on the bass, Kenny Hensley playing piano, Charity Rose Thielen on violin, and Josiah Johnson and Jonathan Russell on acoustics and songwriting and vocals. Thank you guys so much for being here.
Thank you.
Thanks very much.
World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN and NPR Music is produced at WXPN in Philadelphia at xpn.org. Thank you for spending your time here with the World Cafe.